These are the things that are happening on the ground, friends. And our only hope is to return to live by faith. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves anymore. It may be a long process, but we've got to start somewhere. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. Is our trust really still in God? Thanks for joining us. You want God to be king of the mountain? You want Christ to be king of the mountain? Get a copy of the book, King of the Mountain, $20. Save America Ministries, $4 postage and handling. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Go to our website, saveus.org. God bless you and be in prayer for we the people.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, the illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. That's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And if you notice my voice tonight isn't very good, it's because my voice tonight isn't very good. However, we have with us Dr. Michael Kaufman, who's going to be talking to us about the global financial death spiral, which is a subject which, of course, he has written extensively about. I have a 6 or 7 part series that he's written, published up on the internet. You'll want to get it, you'll want to read it, and you'll want to read it several times. Now, you're hearing a lot today about, oh, my goodness, certainly America's going to default on its debt, and President Obama's going to declare martial law, and they're setting up the FEMA camps, and they're going to put you in the FEMA camps, and all of this falderal, which in my estimation is simply falderal and political theater, as both political parties work on some vehicle by which they can continue their massive spending and their move to socialism, because that's what both political parties are doing. We have far more socialism in America than they ever had in communist Russia or communist China. We live in a truly utopian society. The trouble is we can't afford it. We're spending more than we're taking in. And, of course, we're keeping the rest of the world afloat with our austerity by creating money out of nothing. And I'm going to let Dr. Kaufman pick up the story there, because he's written this wonderful series, The Global Financial Death Spiral. It's well worthwhile reading and rereading and reading again. Michael, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Glad to be back with you. I really felt compelled to write something on what was happening around the world a couple of months ago, and got started, figured it might be a couple articles. And the more I dug into it, the more shock I came into. We wrote a 4-part article, series of articles on the very same subject back in 2011. And we made certain assumptions that things were going to happen and so forth. Well, they happened. And it's actually much worse than I thought it was when I started to write. And it's turned from a couple of maybe 3 articles into 7, as you had indicated, because there is such an overwhelming amount of information out there that it shows that we're heading for a perfect economic financial death spiral. It's a storm that is coming that is going to be 10 times worse, maybe much worse than that, than the 2008 financial crisis was probably worse than the Great Depression, although it will be in a different way. It will not be a contracting financial situation as the Great Depression was. It will be probably in a very, very rapid expansion, maybe even hyperinflation, that will just basically make the dollar worthless. And what we're seeing here is just profound idiocy. That's all you can describe it. Either I struggled through this whole series of articles knowing that they want to create a world government, and Obama, we figure, is probably just a patsy, a puppet in that process. Is he doing this deliberately, or is he doing it because he is so blind to his progressive ideology? And I really kind of think it's a combination of both. My co-partner in writing these articles thinks he's doing it deliberately, but the progressive mentality, I mean, there have been several psychological studies done and showing that they literally can't. I mean, this goes back over 100 years of these studies. They cannot connect reality. They literally cannot connect to reality. And they are convinced that they are doing the right thing when they're destroying the very thing they're trying to create. We can pick it up there when we get back.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Michael is pointing out some things that most people never think about. All we hear about is, oh we're going to default on our debt, and certainly they've got the FEMA camps all ready for all the people in it, and all these things that just are not true. But there are real problems. And of course, as Michael points out, certainly socialism doesn't work. It doesn't work because, as Margaret Thatcher said, sooner or later you run out of other people's money to spend. We have a wonderful utopian society in America. And basically we have 49 million people on food stamps. And we have 100 million people on Medicare or Medicaid, and another 56 million or more on Social Security. And some of these, of course, are crossovers. But you must understand we have all of these wonderful giveaway programs, but we don't have any money to actually pay for them. So we create the money out of nothing. And that, of course, is what the debt's all about. Well, of course, what Michael is pointing out is the fact that they have the same problems in Europe. And you're not being really told what really happened. You're not really being told that when we had the crisis in 2008, that the Federal Reserve System created $16 trillion out of nothing and dispersed it throughout the world to try to suddenly keep the whole system from collapsing. And it did keep the system from collapsing. But QE2, which of course is what quantitative easing 2 really, of course, is all about, keeping Europe from collapsing today. The only reason Europe doesn't collapse is because it's getting massive amounts of money from the European Central Bank. But the European Central Bank doesn't have any money. Where is it getting it from? It's getting from the Federal Reserve System. Now, here in America, the Federal Reserve is creating almost $45 billion a month just for buying T-bills, another $40 billion a month, certainly for buying mortgage bonds to rescue our banks, because many of them simply are underwater. In other words, basically, their assets go along with their debt. They have massive debts, and the assets they have pledged to secure them are not adequate. But, of course, then the Federal Reserve is somewhere pretty close to $3.5 trillion it's created. How much else it's created, we don't know. Yeah. It's all secret because we can't let the American people know. Because maybe they might begin to understand that at some point, this whole house of cards is coming down. And with that, the life savings, the pensions, the annuities, everything that the American citizens have that is certainly mediated in dollars is going to be destroyed. Would that be a fair statement down the road?
A very, very fair statement. Because we have not only lived beyond our means, but we have lived so far that we're hanging over the cliff now with absolutely nothing underneath us to hold us up much longer. The only thing that's holding us up is that all the nations are in the same boat and they're trying to prop up the illusion that things are just fine when they know they're not. And sooner or later, as we know, I mean, all these illusions come to an end. They cannot keep it going any longer. And the thing that is just really upsets me the most is that right there in Europe, you have one of the best examples of what to do to get out of the mess that they have created.
And because you're talking about Estonia. Why don't you tell us about Estonia?
Yeah, I'm starting with Sweden. Let's start with Sweden because they were the ones that set the example. I think if you're old enough, you recognize that Sweden probably was the most socialistic nation in Europe for a long, long time. And in the early 1990s, they begin to realize they were running out of other people's money, and there was no longer any way they could perpetuate the behemoth that they had created. And they begin to cut back, and they begin to actually do it in two different ways. They did cut back on their social programs, but not real fast. They actually created new social programs as well to take care of the fallout from what was about to happen. Because what they really did is they cut the size of government, and at the same time, they freed up their markets. They created what we'll get to this tomorrow when we're talking, but they started to implement a basic modified Austrian economic basis or theory of finance. And in the process, what that did is they loosed their industry, their ability, their entrepreneurship in Sweden to start creating money rather than just shifting money around or creating it out of thin air. They were actually starting to create wealth. And that saw them through the primary stages of the European collapse. In other words, they have not suffered the recession that the rest of Europe has. They have had no indication of a recession at all in Europe. Well, Estonia saw this, and Estonia asked Sweden to come in and offer, tell them what they could do to stop the hemorrhaging that they were experiencing. Now, Estonia is just one of these very small nations. It doesn't have a whole big gross domestic product and so forth, so it doesn't take much to blow it right off of the face of the earth, financially, that is. And what they did is they basically followed the Swedish model, and within 2 to 3 years, the first year when Europe was really suffering a recession, in other words, they were in negative territory, Estonia had a 3% growth rate. The following year, it had a 7.5% growth rate. This is during the time when the rest of Europe was in a panic stage, trying to figure out how they were going to get out of the mess they were in when Greece was going down in flames. It's down now. There's no salvaging Greece. There's absolutely no way they can do that unless they just took it over and started over from scratch with Greece. It's gone. But Spain and Italy are in serious, serious trouble. I mean, they are hemorrhaging terribly. And they have big economies that will start the chain reaction throughout Europe that Germany or no one else is going to be able to stop. And as a consequence, they're trying to keep these governments propped up, keep them solvent, the sovereign debt solvent, as well as their banking system solvent with money from the Federal Reserve. And so far, they're able to squeak it out. But again, it's not going to be able to continue much longer. And you and I don't know this. Unless you dig into it like we did, you will not know this. You will not know how bad Europe really is.
Let me just explain basically the Austrian model. And basically the whole idea is to cut taxes so that people will invest. I mean, basically, you cut taxes. Well, then what is how is the government going to be able to provide all these wonderful benefits? They're not going to be able to provide all the wonderful benefits, yes. You'll have to have government. You'll have to have some benefits. But you've got to massively slash the benefits. You can't offer cradle to the grave goodies to everybody because there's not enough money to do it. And that's what Sweden did, and that's what Estonia did. And they cut taxes to stimulate the economy, and that's how you get the economy going. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. And we'll get into that in the later discussions tomorrow, of how we can possibly get out of this. Because there are some ways. I don't think it's going to happen without some real severe suffering on our part. But I don't think it has to end in a total wipeout of America. But if we continue going down the road we're going right now, it will be a wipeout. There is no question about it whatsoever, because we haven't even begun to touch on the real serious problems that we're having globally. Well, then we get into what's going on with China. And what's going on with China is that all we're hearing about is China has been the greatest growth center in the financial world for years now, maybe even a couple decades, when in fact it is in serious trouble. The problem with China is that they have a hidden economy. They have a ghost economy that is not publicized in any of the financial statements of the nation. The banking system, state banking system of China, down into the provinces and so forth, basically is independent of the national banking system. So is ours. But they have to report to the national banking system. So we still know what's going on at the state-level banks. But in China, they don't. There is this ghost economy out there that has been spending trillions of dollars and accumulating trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of debt with no way to pay it off. None. Now, China is not dumb. They've seen we're also in what's called the third world war of finance, or the currency wars. I'll get into that in a little bit more in detail in a minute. But the currency wars basically are that the nations themselves try to devalue their money faster than the other nations so that their money is cheaper and their products are cheaper, and therefore they increase the trade balance for that particular nation. It never works, never has worked, and it won't work this time. They're doing in a similar way the same thing President Hoover did in erecting trade barriers back in 1929 that was the trigger point for the Great Depression. And while we're not having a contracting economy like what happened with Roosevelt and the Federal Reserve in 1930, 32, and so forth, The fact is that we have an extremely unstable situation now globally. We are at war. Don't ever kid yourself to think that we're not at war. We're in a war as serious or even more serious than a military war, because this war will have the potential of utterly destroying the U.S. dollar, utterly destroying the U.S. dollar, so that it's not even worth what the Weimar Republic, the mark was back in the 1920s and so forth, when they had 400 or 500% inflation. It is that potentially that serious. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but that is what we're facing. It's a real possibility. A couple of years ago, it wasn't a real possibility, but today it is, and we need to understand how bad this really is. Well, let's break right there. We'll come back after this.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people understand that basically the Federal Reserve was established. Everybody thought it was established by the government. It was not established by the government. It's a privately owned central bank.
Right.
And it is owned by people whose loyalty is not to America. Their loyalty is this idea of a one-world government. And they are using then the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world dictatorship. These people believe certainly that you need a ruling elite. In fact, one of their leaders told a friend of mine, Bill Dannemeyer, some men are born to rule. Most men are born to be ruled. We'll be back in just a moment here. That was David Rockefeller.
Yeah. You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Michael Kaufman. Now, basically, the dollar is the reserve currency of the world. Most nations hold 60% to 70% of all their reserves in dollars. Dr. Kaufman estimates about $30 trillion are being held offshore. Remember, of course, that here in America, where we have probably at the most a couple of trillion dollars actually here in the form of a real money. But all the rest of it, of course, is simply electronic entries. And basically, of course, certainly, all the countries are totally dependent upon the dollar. Well, China realizes that America is in real trouble, and they would like to replace the dollar with the yuan, as a yuan, call it what you will, as far as the reserve currency of the world. They are actively buying gold. They're the largest gold producer in the world, and they're going out and buying gold, and they're encouraging their people to hold gold, and they are going to have a gold-backed currency, and people, if anything happens to the dollar, people are going to flee out of the dollar. At that point, and this is going to happen in a matter of a few weeks, every American is going to be wiped out who certainly is. And the traditional investments, and I'm talking about bonds or certainly annuities or pensions or certainly anything tied to the dollar, they'll be simply wiped out and impoverished. And basically, China today has built all of these ghost cities, massive cities, skyscrapers, 30, 40, 50 stories high. Nobody lives in these cities. Michael, why is China building the ghost cities?
Well, to me, and I, you may have some additional information that I don't have, Stan, but to me, the only thing that I have found is that they were trying to show that China was financially very strong. And by having all of this growth and so forth, showing the world how they were growing would make that illusion that they were financially strong. Now, you have any other insights into that besides that?
No, it doesn't make sense. I think that there's something out there. But if it doesn't make sense, there has to be another explanation.
Yes,
so
that's right.
You go right ahead.
That's right. Well, in the same time, what they did, and this is what I've been getting at the last 15 minutes or so, is that they have been buying gold as fast as they possibly can. Now, their currency has been plummeting too, but ours has been, the U.S. dollar has been plummeting faster. Since 2005, our dollar has dropped by 40% compared to the yuan or whatever. And as a consequence, what we're doing, their $1 trillion debt that they hold with the United States, it was 1.2 now, but 1.1, 1.2, who cares at that point? What that means is that it's been reduced by 40%. All of a sudden, we only have to pay back 60% of that debt. Well, China's not stupid. They know that this is happening. So at the same time that this is happening to them, they are using what value their currency has to buy gold around the world. They're not only buying gold, they're buying gold mines and trying to capture as much of the gold that's being sold as possible while keeping the prices. I mean, they got up to $1,800 an ounce and so forth last year, or year before, whenever it was. And they didn't like that. But at the same time, they were still buying it, even at those rates, because what they want to do is they want to build a financial foundation for the yuan so that they can become the world's currency.
And I think it's important to realize, of course, that we hear a lot about how there are more and more homes in America being bought. What yeah. they're not telling you is about 1 in 10 homes is being bought by Chinese companies. They're buying shopping centers. They're buying businesses here. They're coming into America and buying up America because they have all these dollars. They want to unload them, and they want to be in something that has value because they know that the dollar is going to collapse. It's not a matter of if, but when. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. And people still need to buy food and clothes and so forth. Now, those malls won't be as robust as they are right now because we'll be in an economic crisis. But still, you have to buy things in order to survive. So they're buying things that are going to hold at least some value through this crash. And what they believe is going to be a crash. Now, if that were the case, and they had say 2,000 tons of gold. We have about 7,000 or 8,000 tons, supposedly, if Fort Knox still has gold. So we still have the upper hand. However, they got caught where they actually had bought 1,000 tons of gold and we didn't know it.
I think people have to understand there are only about 80,000 tons of gold in the world. And suddenly it's dispersed throughout the world. At one time, America had a vast majority of the gold. That's no longer true. But there are about 80,000 tons. And suddenly the Chinese are buying gold at as rapidly as they can. They understand what's going on. The average American doesn't.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Michael is talking about what's going on. China has about nine nations that have aligned with it in preparation for creating a new reserve currency. And that, of course, is Russia and China and India and South Africa and Brazil and a few other nations. But there are nine nations now that are working closely with China with the thought that the Chinese currency is going to become the currency of the world. We also know, having heard our good friend Will Still earlier this week, and if you didn't hear that, you'll certainly want to hear his discussion, that he was invited to go over to Turkey, to Istanbul, and actually give a talk there to the finance ministers of all or almost all of the Muslim countries in that part of the world, because they want to come up with an alternative currency that has real value. They realize the American dollars going down. Of course, they were under the mistaken impression that they should try to get into the euro, and they already belong to NATO, but they wanted certainly to become part of Europe. And Sonny Bill was telling them that is the worst thing that you can do, and the last thing you would want to do would be to identify with the European currency, because it's going to come down. But the fact that they would invite this a rather obscure gentleman, he's been a friend of mine for a long time, I'll pay his way over to Istanbul to address this meeting within the last 2 weeks. Of course, you'll never hear about this in regular channels, but they know the whole world monetary system's coming down, and they want, of course, to position themselves and their country so they won't be wiped out when America's economic system fails. Go right ahead.
Well, with the sovereign growth funds, 40% of the $5 or $6 trillion that exists in that is held by China. So they have a big stake in this. And Russia as well. Russia has a much less stake in it, but China and Russia own quite a bit of that sovereign wealth fund. And China was able, under the Obama administration, to be able to join the United States, actually establish branch banks in the United States, Chinese branch banks in the United States, and join what is called the Fedwire. Well, what is the Fedwire? The Fedwire is access to the Federal Reserve's monetary transfer system. In other words, they're right into the heart of our financial system, actually into the heart of it. They could pull the plug, just like our grid, electrical grid. They could pull the plug anytime they want to and bring the United States down to its knees. I don't think that's their intent, because that would hurt them pretty badly, too. But the fact is that we had the stupidity of having them right into the guts of our whole financial system. And then we have the whole thing with Russia as being a joint partner with China in the process of doing this. I just sit back there in amazement. And what we saw, let me just back up here and give me a little, this is my idea. This is not proven or anything else. But the 2012 elections could not have possibly happened, Stan. It was impossible for that to happen if people understood what was really going on. And what I think has happened, we have turned our back on God. And just like Israel did so many times in the Old Testament, when you do that, you no longer have the benefit of God looking out over you. And when that happens, you start to go into a state of delusion. In fact, there's going to be a day, probably not too far in the future from now, where there's going to be this great delusion, according to 2 Thessalonians, in which the whole world will be deluded. But what we're seeing, maybe the beginnings of that, or at least some evidence of that right now, because there is no way, unless this nation was in a state of absolute delusion, that that man could have won the presidency the second time. None. Zero. The fact that he would even get more than 5% of the vote was shocking. And yet he won, because we are in the state of delusion. My son even voted for him. I could not believe it, because he thought he was a good guy. Well, of course, if all you ever watch is NBC, I guess you would think that. And that's what a lot of this nation does, is gets its primary news from the three major networks and CNN and so forth. And as a consequence, they have no understanding at all of what is going on. I'm sure you talked about that many, many times with other guests on your program. But that's delusion. We're in a state of delusion. Well, the same thing is happening now in the financial realm, is that these people are in a state of delusion. They think that they can control what is happening, and they cannot do it. It will not happen. They cannot control it. The only thing out of, the only real way out of this is God, but we'll talk about that tomorrow some more.
Well, you know, it's, what is encouraging to me, I had a woman who is a missionary over in Jerusalem. She's there as a foreign correspondent, and she represents our interests over there and sends me information regularly, press releases. Her name is Cheryl Hammond, and basically she's there because she loves Israel and she loves the Palestinian people. And she is certainly over there, not as a missionary as such. Her mission is, of course, just to live there and to set an example of what a Christian life is about. But the interesting thing that she's commented is how many Jewish people listen to Radio Liberty. I mean, we're talking about atheistic Jews, conservative Talmudic Jews who would be horrified at Christianity. But they listen to our programs over there. How they got started, I don't know. But, of course, they do this, and they basically, certainly are curious about what's going on. They know there's a problem. They're looking for answers. I got to talk to our good friend Constance Cumby. I don't know if you know Constance, but she writes on theosophy. And I talked to her just today, I think it was. And she was commenting that after her last program with us, why somebody contacted her from Singapore who had heard the program and wanted to copy and reproduce some of her material over there in Singapore. We're having an impact. You are having an impact. I'm having an impact. Alex Jones and this myriad of people, Joyce and Dr. Catherine Albrecht, they're all having an impact. People all over the world are listening to alternative radio, and they're getting information. I'm guardedly optimistic, much more optimistic than I was 10 years ago. I don't know how this is going to work out, but I do know that more and more people are waking up, and hopefully maybe we get your son to listen to our programs. We could even convince him, but you go right ahead, Michael.
Yeah, that would be fantastic, and I would agree with you. I think that radio and television, to a less degree, is having a major impact. The alternative media is having a major impact. I think one that the globalists never planned on happening. They thought they were going to control the internet and so forth, and they haven't been able to do that. They've tried, but they haven't been able to do it. And as long as we have a voice and are able to share information and so forth, I really think we have a chance. I want to say fighting chance, but that might give the wrong idea. I don't mean actual physically fighting, but fighting for the minds of men. I think men and women, I think that's the key thing. And it's really important that we understand that I think a lot of our problems today stem from the fact that we as a world has turned our backs upon God. I look at this and I see it everywhere I look now. It's almost impossible to not see it. And we need to get back to what God has laid out as the model for governance, the model for your life, model for social interactions and so forth, if we ever to hope to get out of this mess. Now, there are some physical ways of doing that, too, and I'll discuss that tomorrow. I won't have time today. But there are some really bright spots on the horizon as well that could solve a lot of the problems that we have right now financially. So we need to stay tuned, and we'll discuss those tomorrow. But the thing that I want to also mention today is that we have debased the dollar tremendously, tremendously in relationship to the rest of the world. I've already mentioned the fact that we've debased it by 40% compared to the Chinese yen, and it's just about as bad everywhere else, too. We're still much below the euro and so forth, even though the euro is pretty weak. We're weaker. But the interesting thing about it is that the treasury notes have still held up pretty strongly because as bad as everything else is, U.S. treasuries are still the most solid and secure in the world, as bad as they are. And so people do buy bonds, treasuries, and so forth to put their money in that rather than the stock market. Although I think right now, I don't quote me on this or don't make decisions on basically what I'm going to say. I think right now the stock market is going to continue to do quite well for another couple months. But when it falls, it's going to crash, and it's going to crash instantaneously. It may last a year. I don't think so. I think we're talking about a matter of months. Anyway, so then we come back to the United States. We've talked about Europe. We've talked about China. Japan's even worse shape. Nobody realizes how bad Japan is. Japan has got a debt that's 250% greater than its gross domestic product. There's no way it can survive. It's done. And yet we never hear anything about that. Their bonds are their bonds, like Greece, are considered trash. They're not worth anything because they have no way of paying those bonds. And so Japan is really in tough shape, but they don't want anybody to know that, because if they realize Japan was under, it's bad enough that we understand that Greece is under, but if they understood that Japan was under and Spain and Italy were very, very close to going under, the whole thing could come unraveled just because of panic. And as a consequence, they're not telling us anything about what's going on in the world. But even so, here in the United States, the thing that really shocks a lot of people when they read my part three is the fact that if we were to measure unemployment in the same way they did in the late 20s and 1930s, we would have an unemployment rate of 23%.
Would you repeat that? Because I think it's vitally important that people understand what you're talking about is the U6 level as calculated. U6 unemployment is calculated back in the 1990s in that area.
Yes.
An unemployment rate of U6 of 23%. The old adage is figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they're very well paid by government. That is unemployed, underemployed, and those who have given up looking for work. Go right ahead.
Right. Right. And, you know, USA published a report a couple of months ago that showed that 4 out of 5 Americans now face food stamps or unemployment or disaster of some sort, financial disaster of some sort within their families now. This is serious. And we're not being told that. I mean, we realize that things are not good, but we're not told how bad they are. And the other thing that we're not told about is what the true inflation rate is. Now, I've already told you that the currency wars have devalued the U.S. dollar by, anywhere from 15% to 40% or 50% compared to other currencies. But even inflation within the United States has gone up by as much as 14% here in recent years. Right now, for what, the last 3 or 4 years, has been under 2.5%, according to the government figures. That's a lie. Again, if you're going to go back to 1980 ways of interpreting inflation, our inflation would be up right now between 9% and 10%, not the 2.5% that you're hearing on the ABC.
You're talking about 9% to 10% a year.
9% to 10% a year.
Well,
now that's not.
And I think it's so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. Look and see what's happening to the price of food. Look
yes.
and see what's happening to the price of gasoline. What did gasoline go for 4 years ago? About $1, $1.20 a gallon. What's it going for today? Almost $4 a gallon. And basically, of course, the price of food has gone up about 140% during this period of time. They're simply lying to us. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Energy prices, according to the information I have gone up by 468% since 2001. 468%. Now, that's only one component of inflation, and it's not the biggest one. But you and I feel that every day, especially if you have to drive quite a ways into work. I'm fortunate. I have to walk across the hall to get to my place of work. So I can keep my energy prices down, and I have a pellet stove. I live in the state of Maine, so I have to have some sort of heat. And we use a pellet stove, and we're very comfortable. But a lot of people who have to buy the raw materials, oil or whatever the case might be, they're suffering. They've had 20% or so of their income taken up by nothing but energy, the increased cost of energy, cost of food. What used to be $1 a pound is now $3 to $4 a pound. And those are no longer in the way inflation is calculated. And as a consequence, when they have this inflation adjustment for Social Security people, they're getting ripped off. Because rather than having 2.5%, their cost of living is going up 7 or 8 or 9%. And yet they're getting maybe a 2 and a 2.5% increase in their Social Security benefits. You cannot believe how our government, I'm not talking just about Obama. This started long before Obama. This has been our government for the last 30 years is trying to cheapen the way we calculate different things so that they don't have to pay as much out. And it's really very destructive. In fact, this whole Obamacare, I'm just digressing for a second here. Obamacare is, I think, going to potentially just destroy Medicare because of it's gutting Medicare. I don't know how that's going to survive. But nonetheless, that's just a side story. The fact is that we're in a heap of trouble because inflation is much, much higher than we're being told. Unemployment is much, much higher than we're being told.
And, you know, we keep hearing about how the gross domestic product is going up about 2.5% a year. What they don't take into account is the fact that inflation is about 10% a year. So instead of going up 2.5%, we're really going behind about 8%.
Yes.
And basically, the old adage, figures don't lie, but for liars can sure figure. People know something's wrong. They find it so difficult to believe that the government agencies and government bureaucrats and the President of the United States would simply lie to us. But remember, behind the President, behind the bureaucrats, behind everything is another very, very sinister force that has a different agenda. It's dedicated to world government and a world financial system and a new world religion. That's why they took God and prayer out of our schools. Whereas, of course, the Senate opens with a prayer every day. Why, we couldn't have a prayer in our schools, could we? Why? Because they want to destroy Christianity. That's why our military over in the Middle East and the Near East is certainly destroying the countries that allowed Christians to live in peace. The secular governments there and installing governments under Sharia law. When are the American people going to wake up? Well, our guest has, of course, been Dr. Michael Kaufman. He'll be back with us again tomorrow evening. You'll want to read this. You'll want to get copies of these tapes and listen to them several times. The Global Financial Death Spiral. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Michael Kaufman, and we're talking about his series on the global financial death spiral. You can find it on the internet. It's at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com under Dr. Michael Kaufman. It's worthwhile reading and rereading and reading again. We do hope you'll want to get the a set of the CDs of this, and Dr. Kaufman will be back with us again tomorrow evening. You need to understand what's going on. You're not going to get it through the regular media because the media is controlled. The media is controlled by a small group of people. They are six major corporations that control well over 90% of all of the major outlets in America. And if you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdikian, he wrote it in 2004. He was a liberal college professor who spent 30 years researching the book. The book is excellent. The only trouble is because he's a left-winger. He believes the right-wing controls the media, and the right-wing believes the left-wing controls the media, and they're both wrong. The media is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly. Or you can, certainly if you don't want to read the book, you can get the DVD. And they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, if you can't, if you don't want to put the money out, you can go to our webpage. We do have the DVD posted there at radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. But of course, I will tell you quite frankly, we do need your help financially. Certainly, our ministry, along with most ministries, is having real problems because people are not buying as they have in the past. If you go to our website, radioliberty.com, you'll see all the wonderful things we have, 4 CD sets, 4 tape sets, DVDs, videos, books. And of course, we'd hope you'll get those from us because it'll help finance us, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We hope that you'll get your health products through us. We have competitive prices, and most people certainly are deficient in magnesium, in zinc, selenium, vitamin D3. You need to have something to boost your immune system, like Immune Support. It's a mushroom compound, or Allobiotic, which is an oil of oregano, garlic and oil of elderberry, and this is what I'm taking to keep me going. And I haven't lost any time. I'll have to admit I'm a little under the weather, but I'm still able to do my radio programs. But we have a number of health products, important products for men, Prostate Support and Immune Support. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And we do ship these things all over the country. We appreciate your getting them through us. It helps maintain our ministry. We carry the Berkey products. We carry the Miracle 2 soap products. We call something called PRI, which has to do with rejuvenating both gasoline and diesel. We carry a line of spices. Why spices? Because we've used them for 20 years. We enjoy them, and we've suddenly realized we could get these out to people. They're not expensive. But if you like any and all of these things, I will tell you the people, they only buy a small jar of spices, and then, of course, they come back and get the large jar of it. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. but we're on the brink of a major financial catastrophe, and it's not going to come about because we're going to default on our debt. Most of the debt, or certainly this owed today, we owe to ourselves. Probably well over $2.3 trillion to the Federal Reserve System, $2.1 trillion to Social Security. Oh, certainly a lot of this to our pension funds. They've stolen money from to our own banks. We could simply write that all off. It's only the foreign banks that we would have to default on if we did default. We're not going to default. About a third of our debt is owed to foreigners. The rest we owe to ourselves. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully for the next hour or half hour, they're going to be the views of Buck Keeley, who is with Seed Catalog, and they produce seeds because, of course, we think it's important that people start thinking about how they would be able to feed themselves if there were serious problems here in America. And Buck, of course, has all sorts of regular seeds, and then he has certainly storage seeds. And hi, Buck, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stanley. Yourself?
I'm doing just fine. Why don't you tell our listeners about your business, why people should get seeds through you?
Well, first of all, the reason why we're in this business is the concern over sustainability and longevity in our food supply. The food supply has been adulterated by not only genetically modified food, but it's also been adulterated by hyper-hybridizing the seed. That if you go to the big box store and buy a package of seeds and plant them, there's a good chance that the fruit that it produces will not reproduce itself. It's been modified through hybridization. And so for us to be self-sustaining in our food, we have to have the ability to reproduce our food, and that's what heirloom seeds do. Heirloom seeds by themselves are sustainable and renewable. You can gather your seeds and plant them year after year. It's the way that our grandparents and our great-grandparents farmed generations ago. They would have never thought about going down to a store and buying a package of seeds for next year's garden. They saved the tomato and they harvested the seeds for next year's garden. So that's what heirloom seeds are. They are pure strains of unadulterated seed. And so that's the reason why we got into the seed business, is our own concern for our sustainability and well-being. And then after that, it grew to our support group and those that we dealt with wanting the seeds to us, and eventually we began selling seeds via the Internet. And so what we do here at Seed Catalog, and why we're kind of set apart from all of the major companies out there, is that we don't carry any seeds other than heirloom. We don't commingle our seeds with anything that's been adulterated. And so we sell these seeds to individual people. We're a small family business. We don't sell to the corporate world. We sell to the private home. and our seeds are packaged in seed packs that's the right size for the home gardener. But along with that, we sell value packs. That very seldom does somebody want just one package of seeds. They want a garden to plant. And so we put together what we call our value pack. We have a small backyard garden, a large backyard garden. We also have patio gardens, and we have container gardening packs. And for those who like specific things like herbs, we have a herb lovers pack. We have a tomato lovers pack. So we pack and group the seeds together so we can discount the price. It's about a third cheaper to buy a volume pack versus a single price of seeds at a time. And we also ship for a flat fee. So whether you buy one pack or you buy 100 packs, it's only going to cost you the flat fee of $5.95.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Buck and Sydney, we'd love to hear from you. And Sydney, was with us last year, and we enjoyed having him. In fact, I bought his seeds. I've used them, and they certainly do a great job. And not only that, but at this time, you really need something that you can, well, salt away, perhaps even bury underground in a large plastic container. They offer these for small and medium Sydney farms or for gardens, because we're moving into very difficult times. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. You want to be prepared for what lies ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Buck Keeley, We're talking about gardens. And if you have a question for Buck, he'll be with us for half an hour. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Buck is saying that certainly in most parts of the country, you can't be putting in gardens. You're getting the soil already. But in California and why certain areas, why, of course, you can actually be planting and you can actually plant crops, cold weather crops, onions and lettuces and things like that, so that you can have them all during the wintertime as well. And basically, then, of course, most people would be planting in the spring, but not always. You can actually put things in this time of year. So the important thing is to know the zone that you live in. You can get that from the Bureau, certainly Agricultural Bureau in your area. It usually has to do with the last snowfall, and that's when you go ahead and start suddenly putting in your things. But the important thing right now is to start preparing your soil, preparing the compost, preparing the manure, get the manure out there, and basically get the soil so that when the spring comes, why, you can actually get things in the ground. Now, what about these emergency packs that you have of seeds? Actually, I got one from you last year. What is to tell our listeners about that? Do you have them beautifully packaged?
Well, one of the most important things we do for sustainability and preparation, and anybody who listens to your radio show knows how unstable our nation and our economy and our government is. And to be able to provide for yourself a solution if something interrupts the normal supply, a man-made EMTU or a natural disaster. And we do that by having on hand supplies necessary to restart with. And one of the most important things we need is to have a source plant fresh food. And our seed banks are filled with seeds that will hold themselves for many, many years in germination rates up to 90% in vegetables and grains. And the grain is important. That grain that we provide a non-genetic wheat that produces about 70 to 100 fold in normal soil. And that means that if you plant a half pound of wheat, you're going to wind up with about 6 bushels of wheat seed. Once again, to replant, but more importantly, that to make into flour and bread. But also, if you're going to have animals, they have to feed them as well. So we include grain in our seed pack, along with enough vegetables to plant an acre of fresh vegetables, including a cross-section of every vegetable that we carry, including tomatoes and peppers and onions and all of the greens and cabbages and turnips, root crops, and so that you have a full acre garden on the basic seed bank. And then we have a smaller seed bank. We call it a personal seed bank, which will plant over a half acre of fresh fruits and vegetables as well as grain. And the reason I say fruits is that technically your tomatoes and peppers are fruits. But we package those up in Mylar bags. They're a metal and infused bag that's impervious to insects and rodents. And we seal those up with a heat seal with the seed and the grain in it. And then we put it in a tri-wall PVC pipe. It's a rubberized interior pipe. And the reason why that's important is if something was to hit the pipe, run over the pipe, it flexes, it doesn't break. And we seal it inside that pipe, which makes it impervious to moisture. So what we've done, we've provided two of the most important safety elements for seed preservation. One is a tight surface that moisture cannot enter into, and the second is a rain-type, water-type surface that water cannot get into. Those are the two enemies of the seed we protect, and you do the third. The third enemy of seed is the heat. If the seed gets up to 140 degrees, it dies. It's got a lifespan that ended at 140 degrees. So you take that seed bank and you toss it in your freezer, or you put it in your root cellar or in the basement, in the corner, or in the back of your garden, dig down a foot or two and put it in there where the soil is stabilized. And also will provide a degree of protection if somebody wants to vandalize your home or take your possessions. That may happen in times of great trial. And so it protects it. And so by doing that, you preserved yourself a life source food for the years ahead. Now, if nothing happens, and if we're wrong and that next week everything turns out and that we have a new world and everything's beautiful, you still haven't wasted anything because you can open up the seed bank and you can plant those seeds over the next several years and never buy seed again for your garden. So that's what our seed banks are, and they're a hedge against the uncertainty that we all know that's out there, and a wise and prudent man will take caution and he'll take preservation techniques to the point where he can provide as well as he can for himself.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you? Our telephone number, gets your telephone number out, your website. How can people get in touch with you if you're out there and you have a question you'd like to ask? Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But how can people get in touch with you and get the seeds in the seed catalog and then these containers full of seeds?
If you have internet accessibility, the far best way to do this is just go to seedcatalog.com. Go to your address bar and type in the address bar, seedcatalog.com, all one word, and that'll take you to our website where you're going to see a lot of interesting articles on the importance of non-corrupted seeds with GMO or hyperhibernation. And then click on Shop for Seeds. That'll take you into our store, and you'll see a picture and a description of every seed that we sell and the ability to purchase it online in a secure credit card checkout. As well as if you don't have internet accessibility, if you'll give us a call at 808-982-7782. One more time, that's 808-982-7782. Then we'll be glad to help you buy your seeds over the telephone. And if you will give us a call, we'll send you a PDF of all the seeds that we have, and you can look through those and then call back and order, or you can mail in an order from that PDF.
All right, fine. I think it's something we all should be thinking about because I've been at this, as you know, for 50 years, and I just have an uneasy feeling we're moving towards sort of a climax of issues. I do not believe most of what you're hearing about the collapse and certainly the default on the American dollar is a real, but there are very real problems out there that could impact upon the lives of every one of our listeners, and also they could be in a position where they would not be able to get the seeds, and that's why you want to have a supply on hand. And I know last year we got our seeds and we've got them stashed away. Hope we never need them, but at least we have them. Well, now basically, what sort of tomatoes should we have? You have all sorts of tomatoes. How do we know? I mean, I'm certainly out here. I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon who does talk radio. I have no idea what one tomato looks like, why one species of tomato would be different than the other. What should I know about tomatoes?
But tomatoes will fall into two major categories. One is a indeterminate tomato, and the other is a determinate tomato. And most of the tomatoes that you buy that have been hyperhibernated are determinate, which means that they produce all of their fruit at once and they quit. They're designed to have one simultaneous fruiting and then a harvest. So that's more in line for producers that put those seeds is what makes it to the store. Indeterminate are tomatoes that, as long as you harvest the tomatoes, will continue to put on new tomatoes. Tomatoes are a perennial plant. That means that in the right temperatures, they continue to produce for a few years without being replanted. So if you don't get below freezing, your tomato plant will continue producing as long as you pick it off if it's an indeterminate tomato. And if you live in a frost zone, if you plant the indeterminate tomato, you can harvest all year long as they produce until first frost. So all of our seeds are various degrees of indeterminate seed. And we have things like Cherokee Purple. It's a beautiful tomato about the size of between a hardball and a softball. And it's, as the name says, it's purple. And the flesh of the inside is purple. And it is one of the sweetest tomatoes that you can ever eat. It's a good slicer tomato, and it works well for salad. The Rutgers tomato. The Rutgers tomato is one of the most popular tomatoes of the 1800s because of the high volume of production. They produce about a 2.5-inch globe, a very sweet red tomato. We have the Jubilee. One of my other favorites is the Golden Jubilee tomato. They're a, as the name says, that they're a golden yellow color in the flesh inside. and the flesh is extremely soft and supple, and it has a wonderful flavor. Of course, every gardener wants to have cherry tomatoes because that's what you eat when you're out in the garden working. And we have both the giant cherry and the pear cherry tomato. They're, as the name says, shaped like a pear, and they're about the size of your thumb, and they're wonderfully sweet, and they're yellow in color. And that's just a few of them. We have well over a dozen different varieties of tomatoes, and all of them are, to one degree or another, indeterminate tomatoes that will produce as long as you harvest the fruit.
All right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, 464-8295. Now, basically, of course, the pumpkins are coming in, the squash. Certainly, well, the squash, when do they sort of die off during the wintertime?
But there's two types of squash. There is the early spring squash, and then there's the fall squash. And as the name depicts, that the spring squash, the early squash, will start producing early in the springtime, and they'll continue to produce all through the summer as long as you harvest the fruit. Don't let them get large and go to seed. The winter squash, such as pumpkins or your spaghetti squash or queen hand acorn squash, they slow grow through the whole summer. They're very thick-walled. And they will hold up to long storage. So if you plant your winter squash in the early springtime, you harvest them about first frost, and you put them in your root cellar, and they'll keep all through the winter for you. So you have fresh squash all winter long.
Okay, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if you got a question.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
I thought we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're certainly talking about making preparations for what we hope will be difficult times. And Buck was simply saying something I'd never heard about, and that is that a lot of the seeds you actually will buy at the food stores have been pre-pollinated. Basically, they pollinate them by human hands rather than by bees. Is that correct?
Yes, that heirloom seeds, by definition, are open pollinated. That means that it's done God's way. There are some plants that self-pollinate. There are some plants that use pollinators like bees to spread the pollen. But in these laboratory-contained seeds, they don't open pollinate. They are in a closed environment, and oftentimes are pollinated, like I said, with multiple parents. In order to produce that one seed that they're going to plant and produce that one season of fruit, and so that in the hibernated seed, they're not in a field growing corn and harvesting the corn and selling you the corn seed. They're in a laboratory creating seed in a confined environment where they control what parents actually pollinate to each other to produce that one fruit, and so it's not genetically modified. It's man tinkered with in order to make that happen. As far as publicly is being released, the only vegetable that's ever been released as genetically modified was a tomato that failed. Grain galore, your soy and your corn and those kind of seeds, wheat seeds, have been genetically modified and have been out in the public arena for quite some time. But they've not been quite so bold to introduce genetically modified fruit, so they're going to do it. It's going to happen. But right now, their way of doing that is through controlled pollinization to create these fruits that are and vegetables that are not created naturally the way that God intends for his food to grow.
Well, why don't we get your telephone number out, your website? How can people get in touch with you again if you're out in the audience? You have a question for Buck or want to know more? Of course, our telephone number to call 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But you go right ahead. How can people get in touch with you, Buck?
The best way by far is if you have internet access to contact us at seedcatalog.com, all one word, seedcatalog.com. Type that into your address bar. That'll take you to our website. Click on Shop for Seeds. That'll take you into our store. Or as well, they can click on our link that's on your website for heirloom seeds, and that'll take us to our store as well. Or if you want to give us a phone call, if you're off the grid and you do not have internet access, you can give us a call at 808-982-7782, 808-982-7782, and we'd be glad to help you order your seeds over the telephone. And if you want, we'll send you a PDF of our seed. That'll give you a list of every seed we have, as well as description and a price schedule. And we'll send that to you, and you can either call back and we'll help you order on the phone, or you can send us in an order blank and we'll send it out when your check comes.
And I really think it's important, ladies and gentlemen, that you start thinking about this. And we live in a strange world. I mean, who would ever think this was a wonderful utopian world we live in? People to be talking about maybe someday we might need to be able to grow our own food, Well, that is simply madness. But then so much of what's going on today in the world is madness, as we pointed out. I mean, basically, how could it be that the Senate starts with a prayer every day, but we can't have a prayer in school? How can it be suddenly that the Supreme Court has a replica of the Ten Commandments on their door that goes into the chamber where they meet? And yet, of course, we can't have them in our schools. Why would we be financing suddenly Al-Qaeda, the terrorist organization, all throughout the Middle East, and yet fighting it in Afghanistan? Can you explain any of these things to me? And if you can, why, I'd love to hear the explanation. But, of course, I believe, of course, that nothing as it appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Our guest is Buck Keeley from SeedCatalog.com. We've got just about a minute for you to finish up the program. What's the message you'd like to leave with our listeners?
I live by the motto that I plan for the best, but I prepare for the worst. It's a good motto to live by, and I encourage every one of your listeners, prepare for the unknown. And it's a prudent thing to do for you and your family, people you care for, to be able to provide for them a source of nutrients and food in the time that's coming up. It's important for us to take steps now when we can, because when this happens, you're not going to be able to. Time now to prepare, not tomorrow. Today's the day that we prepare for tomorrow's difficulty. If you're in the middle of them, preparation's over. Now you're reacting, and you'll be with the masses looking for something. Encourage your listeners to get their seat today.
Okay, our telephone number is going to be open lines for the next hour. Our half hour. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from SeedCatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open lines here, and says you can hear my voice isn't very good, so we hope that you'll call in, and we can carry on a conversation on whatever you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and you don't have to be bashful. We'd love to talk to whatever you'd like to talk about, but I was just thinking suddenly the other day about what happened on September 11th. We all saw it. We saw it over and over and over again on our television. We saw the pictures of the South Tower. We saw this plane flying down fairly low, swooping around, making a circle, and crashing into the South Tower. But nobody's ever asked, why was a camera suddenly focused on that South Tower at that time? Why was the camera focused on the South Tower? And then, of course, the following day, while we were shown a picture of suddenly of the plane crashing into the North Tower, and we're told that there was a group of photographers. They were doing a documentary on the fire department there north of the Twin Towers, and suddenly they heard a plane fly over. They were doing this picture, and suddenly they stopped what they're doing, and they raise their camera up, and they see this a plane hitting the North Tower. Now, we've seen then the planes hitting both the North and the South Towers, and so we know it happened. But why were the cameras there? And then even perhaps more interesting is then, of course, if you go up on the Internet and you type in Building 7, September 11th, Building 7, you'll find about four different views of the South Tower coming down. I said not the South Tower, but the certainly Building number 7 coming down. Remember now, Chris, the tower, the building came down in about 6 seconds. So why were all those cameras focused on the building number 7? I mean, I've talked to the gentleman. You can hear my my interview with the fellow who was assigned the job. He was in charge of cleaning up the mess, the debris after the coming down of building number 7. And that's in the 4-CD set called Why Did the Building Come Down? He tells me that he was 99% certain the World Trade Center, building number 7, was a controlled demolition. Why were all the cameras focused on that building? Basically, they wouldn't ordinarily all have time to suddenly get the camera out, focus it on there. It came down in 6 seconds. So, but they were focused on the building before it came down. And in fact, we know that the British Broadcasting System had announced 30 minutes before the building was coming down that the building was going to come down. And we do know that morning, of course, there were all sorts of military exercises of terrorists attacking American facilities, or about 15 different military exercises of planes crashing into our buildings on that day. Was this just a coincidence? And then, of course, with the Boston bombing. Why, of course, there was obviously they had their police dogs out there. They knew there was going to be a major incident. They were searching. They had their lots of military and police facilities there, or at least police facilities, in preparation for what they knew was going to be some sort of a terrorist activity. Now, they're not going to tell you the truth. It's all classified. But isn't it interesting that suddenly they had, at least according to Michael Rupert, 15 different military exercises on the morning of September 11th, 2011. They had the planes, the cameras focused on both the South Tower and the North Tower, but at least four different cameras focused on Building 7. Why would anybody think Building 7 would come down? It wasn't hit by a plane. But you see, if once you've seen those pictures, you believe that they came down spontaneously. But did they come down spontaneously? And basically, if you haven't heard, and we have the DVDs by Richard Gaines, who has over 2,000 architects and engineers, who will tell you that certainly we have not been told the truth. Those buildings did not come down because they were hit by the planes. They didn't come down because of fires. They don't tell us why they came down, but you need to get Richard Gaines' DVDs. They're available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. So they had all the military exercises on the morning of September 11th. They had all the military exercises on the morning of the Boston bombing. And on November 14th of this year, why they're going to be all sorts of exercises, FEMA exercises all across America of what will happen if there is a major EMP attack on America and the lights go out. Now, I'm not saying anything's going to happen. All I can say is, isn't it interesting that they were going to have this major, certainly, exercise with literally hundreds of banks contributing and hundreds of corporations contributing. What would happen if the lights went out in America on November 14th? Well, just asking the questions, but I would simply hope that you'll ask, why did they have all those cameras focused on Building 7 on the morning of September 11, 2011, did they know something was going to happen? Suddenly, British Broadcasting Company announced 30 minutes ahead of time Building 7 was coming down. How would they have known? Was that just a mistake? Well, let's go to our guest. We have John calling from Washington. It's open lines. And if you want to protect my voice from extinction, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Hi, John from Washington. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Dr. Stan. I think I've got a little bit of a scratchy throat myself, so it must be going around. But I wanted to call regarding a show that you had maybe a couple weeks ago where you had a guest, S. Douglas Woodward, who was talking about a book that he had written where he proposed the notion that the United States was the Babylon mentioned in the book of Revelation. And he's not the only one that has brought that idea out, but I called near the end of the show and pointed out that in Revelation chapter 17, it said that the woman, it explained that the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. And I mentioned that Rome has been known for a long time as the city of seven hills, so that I thought that this likely refers to Rome. However, you brought out the notion, just as the show was closing, that New York has also been referred to by some as the city of seven hills. And so I thought I would do a little research. I looked on the internet, and I was surprised to discover that there are over 70 cities around the world who state that they are built on seven hills. However, it did say that Rome, which was founded approximately 1000 BC, is the city generally referred to by that name, the city on seven hills. Now, with respect to these 70 plus other cities, there are around 20 or so in the Americas, 20 plus in the Americas, 8 in Asia, 4 in Australia, New Zealand, over 30 in Europe, a couple in Africa. Just to name a few, let's see, Cincinnati, Ohio, there's one, Seattle, Washington, Melbourne, Australia, Athens, Greece, Istanbul or Constantinople or Byzantium in Turkey, there are various names for that city, Moscow, Jerusalem, Rio de Janeiro was mentioned.
John, you've obviously done a tremendous amount of work on this to put that together. Which one of those cities is the financial center of the world? Because Mystery Babylon is the financial center of the world. Which ones of those certainly are sitting on the water's edge? Because the ship captains will see the flames of the city burning. Certainly, we don't know. It's all conjecture. But where is the financial center of the world today?
Well, I will answer that, but I wanted to just throw in the report regarding New York City. In New York State, there are three cities or parts of cities that are said to have been built on seven hills. In New York City, one of the five boroughs, Staten Island, is said to be built on seven hills, although Staten Island is only a portion of New York City, and I would hazard to guess that there are probably a number of other hills in New York City. So it's a little bit of a stretch, but that's one of them. The other one is Yonkers, New York, which is a few miles outside the city limits of New York City, that is said to be built on seven hills.
Well, John, we've got a whole board full of people calling in. Would you like to make your point, basically?
Sure, sure.
What is the point? You disagree with Doug Greenberg. That's certainly your right, and maybe you're right. I don't know. I just say it is coincidence that we know that Mystery Babylon is the financial center of the world. We know it's in the city of seven hills, and we know that it's certainly on the ocean. So what was the point you wanted to make?
Well, I think it's important to, when interpreting Bible prophecy, not to be too cast in stone, not to make anything too dogmatic. It's always good to say, well, we will see how this plays out. Now,
I think you're absolutely right. We're going to have to see how it plays out. I'm not saying he's right. I just think it's an interesting conjecture. But only God really knows the answer to that question. Admittedly?
Certainly. And may I make one more point?
One more point, then we're going to have to let you go.
Okay.
But I think you've done an awful lot of work, and I appreciate you bring all these things up to us. Go right ahead.
Sure. Don't want to take too much time. But another guest you had on talked about the idea of the prophecy of St. Malachi, having to do with the last pope. And I have a book on that, and it has a translation from the Latin of the very end of the prophecy of St. Malachi. And it says this: in the last persecution of the Holy Roman Church, Peter the Roman will occupy the throne. He will feed his sheep amid many tribulations, which, when done, the city of seven hills will be destroyed, and the great judge will judge his city or his people.
Okay. Now, I'm going to have to let you go because we've got a whole board full of people, but thank you very much for sharing those thoughts.
Are you quite welcome?
Let's go to Eric calling from Compton. Hi, Eric. We don't usually hear from you twice in a day. Good to hear from you.
I had an off day today, Dr.
Go right ahead.
Hey, you know, the program you had the other day with that Theosophist guy on?
Yes, Robert.
That was a great idea.
I hope that nobody would be offended by him. He's a very nice person. In fact, I talked to him today. We just come from entirely different world perspectives. We're going to put together a 4-CD set on Theosophy. I think it's so vitally important that people understand the profound impact that's having on everything going on in the world today. I'm glad you enjoyed the interview, because when I do something like that, I always wonder, am I making a mistake? Am I going to offend people by bringing somebody on who is not a Christian and giving them a voice? But I'm glad you enjoyed it. I certainly did. And I think he's a very nice person. He's just, my opinion, misled.
Dr. Stan, I'm one who likes to know what the other side, what they believe and why they believe it. So, no, I personally enjoyed it. Sir, I also have to admire how you, even though you're not agreeing with a word the guy says, I just love the way you're not argumentative. I just understand you're very good at what you do, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, I appreciate the words of encouragement because basically it's an awesome responsibility to do what I do. I mean, basically, people sometimes will tend to judge God through me. And, of course, that's no reason at all because I'm just simply a fellow who's got a voice and we have it. But we try to be a credit to our Lord when what we do. So and basically, you don't get anything by arguing with people. I wanted people to hear what he had to say. I had a little trouble. There were a few people who wanted to argue with him. That's not what it was about. We want to know what he thinks and why right. He thinks that way.
Exactly. And also, real quick, on another note, on the 9/11, Dr. Stan, to me, what they did just shows how little regard they have for our intelligence as Americans. Flight 93, no wreckage, no plane, no luggage, no plane wreckage, no nothing, no bodies, just a hole in the ground. A 16-foot hole in the Pentagon, but a 747 was supposed to hit it. These people just have very little regard for us as human beings.
You have to be awfully stupid to see that hole to Shanksville in Pennsylvania, where this major, I don't know what the plane was, it was 707 or something like that. Chris supposedly noses down. Remember the story about how the passengers, heroic passengers, mobilized themselves, they charged the cockpit, let's roll, and then they fighting over the controls, and the plane noses down and hits the ground. And here's this massive plane, you know, with big wings and big motors, and there's no wreckage.
No wreckage.
How could that be? I mean, you'd have to be awfully dumb to believe that's what happened. Unfortunately, most people would rather believe that's what happened rather than say it couldn't have taken place that way. We know the wreckage was there. The plane was shot down because the fellow who shot it down was a National Guard pilot, and he was given a medal for actually shooting the plane down. The wreckage, the wings, the motors were, miles away from the site. But it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often, not an awful lot of people will believe it.
Dr. Stan, to wrap it up, getting back to the theosophist guy, I heard him say that things were actually, you asked him to repeat it. He said that things were getting better, in his opinion. This country is morally bankrupt. I fail to see how he could possibly believe that things were getting better. Truly, Psalm 14:1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
God bless you. Thanks very much, Eric.
Good night, Dr. Stan.
Good night. Let's go to Bud, who's calling from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Bud. How are we doing?
Not bad, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. We'll have a question or comment.
Yeah, I was just wanting to piggyback on what the other guy was talking about with Babylon, but I got a different take on it. And I just have one question.
Well, what is your take? I mean, what do you think Mystery Babylon is?
Well, I'll just ask this. Do you know of anywhere else in Scripture where God says one city and means another city? Like, when he talks about Jerusalem, does he mean Washington, D.C., or does he mean Jerusalem?
Okay, now what was the point then you wanted to make?
Well, the point I'm making
is that...
Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support.
Why, that would be a violation of the wall of separation between church and state. Why is it different for the Senate and for our students? They can have the Ten Commandments in the building there, where they certainly held the Supreme Court.